Time for pregame coverage here on KKIA 92.9. The Moose getting ready for sub-state final soccer action between your Storm Lake Tornadoes and the Denison Schleswig Monarchs. And joining me, Storm Lake boys soccer head coach Ben Shakirky. And first, coach, you guys come off the biggest win of the year, highest goal output of the year as well. Talk us through what you were seeing in the game against Spencer, a first half barrage of three goals, and then you weathered the storm when Spencer pushed back in the second half.
Really impressed with our guys. We knew Spencer's going to be a solid team that beat us two games already this year. They always say the third one's going to be the you know, it's hard to beat a team three times, and we showed them. But our guys, we were a little rough to get started, and then they had a good goal that was called off for offsides. We were able to get a penalty, kind of get the goals going, and then our guys didn't let down.
We talked about it a little bit Monday night after the game, but talk us through what you've seen in your team postseason. I mean, obviously 9 goals in 2 games for a team that hadn't scored that much during the regular season is a big thing, but it feels like your team's been opportunistic, especially in the Spencer game. You talk about the 2 PKs. The chances to capitalize off PKs are ones you just have to see find the back of the net.
We talked to the boys and just kind of looked at where they're at mentality-wise, and they're just feeling a lot more confident. They starting to believe in themselves. They're believing in each other. We made some adjustments in our formation to give them a little more confidence, even though, I mean, what we did is we shifted a player in the back, which means that we took them away from the attack. But our guys on the offense know that it's in their hands. They need to do their job, and we're going to be fine in the back. So I think those adjustments have been really beneficial.
You look at that Spencer game in the second half, similar to what you saw against Lamar's in the second half. You guys got up 3-1 against Lamar's. You got up 4-0 against Spencer. In both cases, it's the playoffs. You know the push is coming. What has impressed you about your team during those pushes in the first 2 rounds of the playoffs?
Yeah, just they're hanging in there. When teams have been coming a bit more offensive, our defenders has been hanging in there. And, again, just going back to their trusting each other to do their job, and they're doing what they can to get the job done.
You look at that road game against Spencer. It's one of those tough games. You talked about it, playing a team 3 times. You guys have dropped the first 2 in the series this year. Talk about what it means to not only pick up the win and knock off a ranked team in Class 3A, but pick up the win on their field. I mean, you guys are going to be traveling throughout the postseason here, but to pick up the road win against a rival in the playoffs.
I respect Spencer, but there's not a team that I love beating more, especially on their home turf. Like, they had a great complex up there, so we play really well on their field. We actually play better on their field than we do our own, oddly enough. I think we shocked some people, and hopefully we're going to carry this momentum into this next game.
Pre-game coverage here on KKIA 92.9. The Moose again getting ready for sub-state final soccer tonight. And you and this team are back to the sub-state final for now the 5th time in the last 6 seasons, last year being the only one that you guys missed that last game before state. Talk about what that means to be back. I mean, it's kind of a place that the team's frequented over the last, 5-6 seasons.
For this group, I would say we have some seniors, but I think overall we're a young team. So they just have some experience because they've had an opportunity, but not so much if I've actually been on the field doing the dirty work to get to where we are today or now. So we kind of talked about it at practice yesterday about really what's it going to be like and what that even that after feels like. What team are you going to be? The team laying on the pitch with your hands over your face, or are you going to be the one celebrating holding the banner? So they know what's on the line, and I'm hoping it's the latter.
You look at the first matchup against Denison, who you play coming up tonight, and it went all the distance other than PKs. You guys play an entire 80 minutes, an entire 10-minute overtime, and then a couple minutes into the second overtime. Talk about what you're expecting to see out of this game and what you can take away from the first meeting against Denison Schleswig.
Yeah, I imagine tensions are going to be high. We got 2 solid teams. The ball is like they're on a turf field, so it's going to be a fast game. Ball's going to be moving quick. They definitely have the home field advantage, but we're a great turf team. So I think it's going to be a great head-to-head battle. I think if we play a smart game, we're going to be okay. They're a team that kind of likes getting penalties. Like, they're going to be someone that's going to do what they can to get the goal. But we're going to play a solid game and, hoping for the best.
Pre-game coverage here on KKIA 92.9. The Moose again chatting with head coach Ben Shakirky. And you look at how this postseason's played out. Your team, we talked about it, 9 goals in 2 games, had 10 in the previous 7 combined leading into the postseason. The emergence of Sean Yang again in the postseason, he's got 4. Raymond Hernandez has 3, including the icing on the cake in the Spencer game with 37 seconds to go. Talk about what those two have done. Is there anything they've done differently than they were doing in the tail end of the season? I mean, those two seem to be the catalyst that get the team going.
Yeah, I think it's just going back to the trust they have in their defense now, so they don't have to come back as much. And also knowing that the team's counting on them to do their job and find the back of the net. We have a great supporting cast, but it's really going to come down to those two and how well they perform.
And then last question for you, Coach. With all we've talked about and the heightened expectations for both you and the Monarchs coming into this game, what does your team need to dial in this game to finish the deal and get back to the state tournament for the first time since 2019?
I think it's just playing smart, not giving up set pieces. We've been giving up too many corner kicks, too many free kicks around the box. Like, we're putting a lot of extra pressure on ourselves that I don't feel that we need to be doing. Just making sure they're not making mental mistakes, making sure we're aggressive on the ball, making sure we're getting numbers on the attack and making sure that we execute on the opportunities that we have.
All right. Sounds good, Coach. Good luck tonight, and hopefully we're talking about state in the postgame show.
I will. Fingers crossed.
All right. Sounds good, Coach. And this was pregame coverage right here on KKIA 92.9 The Moose. That was head coach Ben Shakirky of Storm Lake Boys Soccer. Pre-game coverage continues next.